Today we're going to learn Daf Hey Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off on the bottom of Daf Dalid Amud Beis on the last line. Elo Lamai Hilchasa. The Gemara had just said that we derive the ability to make up the missed karbanos on the first day of Shavuos for a total of 6 days after the first day from Chag HaMatzos, from Pesach, where you have 7 days total, 6 days after the first day to bring the karbanos, and not from Chag HaSukkos, where you have 7 days after the first day to make up the karbanos. So says the Gemara, if we're only going to derive it from Chag HaMatzos and not from Chag HaSukkos, Elo Lamai Hilchsa Kasvei Rachman al Chag HaSukkos, what is the Torah teaching us by mentioning Chag HaSukkos in that context as well? So the Gemara says, what the Torah is teaching us by mentioning Chag HaSukkos is that there's a hekesh, an additional hekesh, between Chag HaSukkos and Chag HaMatzos. To learn as follows, Ma Chag HaMatzos Ta'un Lina, just like someone who goes up to Yerushalayim on Chag HaMatzos on the first day of Yontif has to stay overnight in Yerushalayim on the Motsa'i of the first night of Yontif until the next morning, Av Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lina. So too, someone who goes for Chag HaSukkos also has to remain overnight in Yerushalayim until the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed. V'hasa minalan, how do I know that that's true about Chag HaMatzos, that a person has to stay overnight until the first morning of Chol HaMoed? Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ufanisa v'boker, v'halachta lo'ohalecha, that you don't go back at night to your house, you wait till the next morning. And boker can't mean the boker of Yontif itself, because you have to stay there in order to show up in the Azara. And it also can't mean, and you also can't go back because there's Nisra of Tchum, that you're not allowed to go back. So it has to mean the boker of the first day of Chol HaMoed. So main point number one is that both Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos, one needs to stay in Yerushalayim until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Asking about the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, who darshan when the Torah says Shalosh Pam Bashani Yera'eh v'Chag HaMatzos Chag HaSukkos Chag HaSukkos, they darshan that it's about Bal Ta'acher, they need to go through three regalim before violating Bal Ta'acher. Tashlumin la'atzeres min aluhu. Where did they learn the din that you can make up the karbanos of Shavuos for 6 additional days? Meaning they can't learn it from the fact that the Torah mentions Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, because they already used the fact that the Torah mentions those three Yom Tovim to teach me the din of Bal Ta'acher. So how are they going to know it? So answers Gemara, Nafkaluhu miditana Rabba Bar Shmuel. They learn it from the same place that Rabba Bar Shmuel learns it from. And what's that? Ditani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel taught as follows. Amra Torah minei yamim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah says to count 29 days and then be mekadesh the 30th day, and you bring the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh on that 30th day. Because the Torah says ad chodesh yamim. So we learn from there that manei, and similarly, just like you count all the days of the month, and then on the 30th day of the month, you bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, we also have a similar din, Manei Yamim Kadesh Atzeres. Starting on the second day of Pesach, you count the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, and then on day 50, you declare that as the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So Rabba Bar Shmuel links the two together, that by both of them, the bringing of the karbanos is on during one of the time periods that you're counting. Ma Chodesh Lemnuyav, just like you Mekadesh the Chodesh with karbanos to bring them on Rosh Chodesh, which is one of the days of the month that was counted. Afatzeres Lemnuyav, so too Chag HaShavuos is Neskadesh with karbanos to bring them for an entire week, because that's the period of time that the Yom Tov of Atzeres is Chal, because when you're counting Sfiras Omer, you're not only counting days, you're also counting weeks. So when you get to that 50th day, you're on to the next week, so you have that entire week to bring the karbanos. Meaning, since it's Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena, since you have to count 7 weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, so the following full week is kosher to bring the karban. Frak the Gemara, Ema Atzeres Chad Yomo. Why don't you say that Atzeres is only one day, Shavuos is only one day, because the amount of time that you count is in days, it's Chamishim Yom, it's not only weeks, we're also counting 50 days for Sfiras HaOmer. Amar Rava Atwa Teres Yami Menina Shvoi La Menina. What, do you think we're only counting days and not counting weeks? We're counting weeks as well, because Amar Mar Mitzvah Lemimni Yami Mitzvah Lemimni Shvoi. It's a mitzvah to count days, and it's also a mitzvah to count weeks. Vod Chag HaShavuos Ksiv. Plus, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. Plus, the Torah calls it Chag Shavuos, the festival of weeks. So you see from there that it very much relates to the counting of weeks. So essentially, I guess the main point we'll have over here is that an additional way to learn that you can make up the Karbanos of Shavuos for a full week is, since there's a mitzvah to count weeks to get to Shavuos, the day that you bring the carbon is not just a day, the time period you bring the carbon is not just a day, but it's a full week. Now, previously on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, we had mentioned all of the potential mitzvos that are subject to Balta Acher, that if you have to bring something, you have to give leket, you have to give shichar peyo, or you have to bring a carbon, an erech, or whatever. We listed all these different things that if you don't do it on time, you're in violation of Balta Acher. On the list was Karban Pesach, that if a person doesn't bring Karban Pesach bizmano, and then three regalim pass, he's in violation of Balta Acher. Asks the Gemara, U Pesach bar mikrav bar regalim hu? Would it be possible to bring a Karban Pesach on the regalim, on the other Yom Tovim? How can you say that you violate Balta Acher if you don't bring it for three regalim? Pesach zimna kabayle. Pesach requires a specific date on the calendar, and that is Erev Pesach. So yakrave akrave, if you brought it bizman, good, you did your mitzvah. But vilo akrave idchile, if you didn't bring it on time, you're not going to be allowed to bring it any other time. So what does it help to wait three regalim? You should violate Balta Acher immediately. If you didn't bring it on Erev Pesach, you didn't get it on time. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Pesach kedinasve. The truth is, we shouldn't have mentioned Pesach on the list of things that you violate Balta Acher on, because it's not like the other karbanos that take three regalim. Rav Sheshes, however, Rav Sheshes disagrees. He says, my Pesach. What does the Brisa mean when it says Pesach? It doesn't mean someone who didn't bring his karban Pesach. Rather, shalmei Pesach. It's talking about if a person had lost his Karban Pesach, so he replaced it with a different Karban Pesach, and then he found the original at some later date, so the halach is that you bring the original as a Karban Shlamin. That's what the Tana was talking about. That former Karban Pesach, which is now a Karban Shlamin, has to be brought within three regalim. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi Hainu Shlamim. But the Tana lists Shlamim as well. So why would it make two separate items on the list of a Pesach that is turned into a Shlamim and a Shlamim itself? They're both essentially a Shlamim. And says the Gemara, yeah, but those are two different ways that a carbon can become a Shlamim. Tana Shlamim Haba in Machmas Pesach, Vitana Shlamim Haba in Machmas Atzman. The Tana wants the list that one violates Baal Ta'acher when he delays in bringing a carbon Shlamim that used to be a carbon Pesach, and when he delays in bringing a carbon shlamim that was always a carbon shlamim, because salka daita chamina hola machmas pesach chasu. I might have thought that since the animal initially was a carbon pesach, ke pesach damu, it should have the same din as a carbon pesach, and just like if you don't bring a carbon pesach on yudal and nisan, you immediately violate bal ta'achar. We don't wait three regalim. So I would think even if your carbon pesach has turned into a carbon shlamim, you should immediately violate bal ta'achar. That's why it has to tell me that it has the same din as a karban shlamim, where you only violate Baal Ta'acher after three regalim pass. So the last main point of this amud is that the reason there are two explanations why Pesach is listed in the Braisa about Baal Ta'acher. A, either it doesn't belong, it's mentioned unnecessarily, because you violate Baal Ta'acher immediately. Or B, we're not talking about an actual Karban Pesach, we're talking about a Karban Pesach that has turned into a Karban Shlamim. So Karban Pesach has turned into a Karban Shlamim, one only violates Baal Ta'acher after three regalim. So Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up over there, we'll pick up at Minahni Mili on the top line of the page.